The Norfolk and Norwich Association for the Blind is getting a new name, alongside a new strategy. Clive Evans has joined the new executive team, and I talked to him to find out more about the changes. I'm here today in the Bradbury Activity Centre with Clive Evans, who recently joined the NNAB, the Norfolk and Norwich Association for the Blind Board, as a Development Funding Director. Can you tell me, when you took this role up, was it replacing an existing role or a new one?
No, it's a completely new role. It's a business development director, just so I can get the title right. There's a new executive team. So previously there used to be a CEO and a deputy CEO. They've split the responsibilities now so that there's a CEO and then there's a director of corporate services and my role, which is director of business development. And then the CEO takes responsibility on the care and service development side of stuff as well.
I've heard that you've got a new strategy, or you've put forward a new strategy for the future of the Norfolk and Norwich Association for the Blind. Can you tell me something about that?
So the new strategy is we've had to take stock. The environment that we're in is constantly changing, and the main aim of the strategy is to be financially sustainable and secure. The other thing that was kind of triggered our conversations around a new strategy would be it's reported that there are around 35,000 people with sight loss in Norfolk, and at the moment we probably provide a service to around, oh, I'd say 3,000 to 4,000 people. So there's a big gap in who we can actually go out and support. So the other element of the strategy is to provide more, but with probably a bit less money and a bit more kind of embracing technology, embracing new ways of kind of reaching out and helping people.
So it's part making sure that you've got the basic amount of funding that you need.
Yes, and looking at different elements of fundraising as well. We previously kind of relied quite heavily on our own events. That put us in competition with many of the other charities as well, because everybody was putting on challenge events. And I felt that having a look at the figures, that probably wasn't or didn't resonate right with our kind of supporters. So the new strategy on the fundraising element will be looking at grants and trusts and foundations and some contract work as well, so that there is a kind of a more project-based side to it. But also in what they call individual giving. So asking people who are current supporters or who know people with sight loss or who have sight loss themselves to sign up to kind of a regular £2-3 donation a month. And that would build a sustainable kind of core for our future.
So can I just ask, have you always been involved in funding?
I've always been involved in charities. Well, except for my 20s when I was in the music and media. But yes, I worked for about 10 years with the Red Cross. I was the director in East Anglia, then becoming a director on international sphere. Then I did some consultancy work, especially focused around asylum seekers and refugees, and worked with the Home Office in one contract, basically, to deliver a new way of supporting people. And then I worked at Big C, the local cancer charity, and kind of revamped their fundraising strategy, which is now very successful for them. And then to the NNAB, which is now known as Vision Norfolk.
Vision Norfolk, how did you come up with the name and how is it going to be different?
The key element or the key kind of issue that was presenting itself was that people with sight loss didn't recognise themselves as blind, and in our name, Association for the Blind, it would put them off accessing our services. And the majority of people with sight loss have some sight. There's only a minority that do have complete blindness. So that is a big trigger. If there's something in the name that's preventing people from accessing our services, then we're going to have to look and think about a different way of calling ourselves. Norfolk Norwich Association for the Blind has gone through many iterations, and people still come to our door saying, is this the blind school? The blind school finished in 1910 or 1908, around there. So people still see it as many different things, and hopefully people will embrace Vision Norfolk. I ran some consultation groups, and we invited over 250 people to feedback to us on whether Vision Norfolk works or was there other iterations, and it's received a very positive response. People liked the name Vision, not just because it was about sight, but it was about having their own vision about what they can do in life.
Yes, that's right. And it tends to be positive, yes. Vision, doesn't it? Something that you want to achieve.
Yes, yes. And then it's supported by a strapline, which people kind of agreed to as well, was living life with sight loss. So that gives an indication of the change in our kind of focus in the organisation. It's about living our lives alongside sight loss, and it's not being labelled, you have sight loss. It is about, let's live life.
Do you want to include younger people or get through to younger people more?
Yes, definitely. Sight loss affects older people, and that's a genuine kind of concern, and we need to make sure that our support is absolutely there for people, older people. But what's been missing is that in order for people to live life, is that support as well for younger people, not just school-age people who do get a lot of support. I'm thinking about people who've just left school, who might want to go on to work or have other kind of ambitions. There's a gap there, I think, right through kind of working age kind of ages. So, yeah, we must kind of address their needs as well and support them.
So have you got a specific strategy for the fundraising or a particular ideas that you know that you want to achieve?
Well, there will be campaigns and different types of campaigns, actually, that will try and kind of bring together the whole organisation. So I'm thinking, like, could we do something about learning how to guide someone with sight loss as a campaign, with adding in the kind of, well, sign up now, you are supporting people with sight loss.
Yeah.
Things like that. And, you know, it allows a lot of creativity, but also making sure it's central to our cause.
Yeah. I think I saw in the paper that there was a gin experience. What was that one all about?
That was one of the last events. We did have a gin experience, and people obviously enjoyed their gin. I didn't stay around, I must add.
Yes. Okay. And the people climbing over the O2.
There was that as well. Yes. So we'll be doing less of those things as an organised event on fundraising. Mm. The other side of that as well, I think for people who want to go and climb O2, who have sight loss, then those are activities that we can look at as an activity rather than a fundraiser.
What should our listeners expect in the future for Vision Norfolk? Is going to be launched formally in January?
Yes, what's happening is we are also reviewing our current constitution, because it hasn't been reviewed for many years and it doesn't reflect society's expectations. That is going on in parallel with the introduction of Vision Norfolk, in the hope that when the new constitution will be agreed, it will have Vision Norfolk as the main name. We're hoping that will be around Easter time next year, by which time we will have a launch event and everybody to the new charity that supports people with sight loss.
And the website?
The website needs an overhaul. It's been desperately in need of an overhaul. The reason it hasn't kind of come to fruition as yet is because we're waiting on the strategy, and the website has to reflect exactly who we are and the strategy that we're going forward. Also, hopefully it will be of interest to your readers as well, I want some kind of user groups so that I can go to them and say, what would you look for in a website from a charity such as us? So if anybody is interested, do get in touch by phone or by email, clive.evans@nnab.org.uk, and I'd be welcoming people's feedback to help me evolve that.
Great, I'm sure we can help. Well, thank you very much for your time, and good luck with all these changes that are coming.
Thank you very much.
Thank you. I was talking to Clive Evans, the Business Development Director at the Norfolk and Norwich Association for the Blind. Their website is www.nnab.org.uk.